if we're all...
Okay, Mr. Design, Mr. David Moore is going to be conducting your hearing. He'll just be the next voice that you hear, okay?
Okay, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, would you say your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Okay, it's Brian William Desarn, 185244.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And to your far right is the Honorable Willie Canones. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing leader. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He's also Honorable Mr. Turner. And he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on that form you were on that form you were notified and ready to appear and speak on your own behalf to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I guess I'll represent myself today.
Okay, at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you solemnly affirm?
Yes, I swear to tell the truth.
I do, and I need to make an amendment.
Yes, sir.
On just above the bottom of page one, you'll see the date of release. His CSED, SED is marked as 2/15/2018. That should be
2/25/2019. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, sir. You have an amendment to make. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one allegation on your warrant, and after I'm done, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition supervision number two. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at TLC at 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 16, 2018, as verbally directed on October 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconding from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Design, I'm going to move to find the human reason as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision. No matter if they have lapses or not lapses in the criminal ways or company.
Second, agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canovas, and reading by Mr. Johnson and his Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay?
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Design was released from ABC custody on 10/16/2018 and arrested on 11/2/2018 by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ABC custody on 11/2/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3/14/2019 with 17 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, commitment A, count one, criminal trespassing, first degree, 6 months. 2004, commitment B, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2013, resisting arrest, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, absconded for 80 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2006, TIS release, completed, 6 months. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 41 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, disorderly conduct, and threatening noted. Other arrest, 1989, theft means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1995, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1999, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2002, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, assault with certain intent, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2012, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G5, B6.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Gazan, you have a little summary of your case supervision. So, October 16th, you were released homeless. Then you were directed to establish residency at the TLC of 9430 North 11th Avenue. You failed to establish residency there at TLC Southern. Your last known address was 1902 West Crystal Way in Phoenix, Arizona. You reported no other residence while on supervision. So why didn't you go to TLC, sir?
When I got to Mesa, it took me quite a few hours to get to Phoenix. By the time I got there, it was too late. She said I had to be there by 5 in the afternoon, so I just sat there and waited. It was about it, because I was trying to find the TLC. I thought it was downtown that I hadn't been to like that, because she said it was on 11th or and something like that, and that was it. I couldn't find the address of TLC and what it is to get to it. And it was too late by the time I got into town, she said, like that.
So why didn't you call your PO and tell him you couldn't find it and probably would have told you to make it there the next day?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking of anything. All I knew was that she said if I went there by 5, I would be violated on a warrant. And what she said, I was way after that. By the time I wore that green train thing from Mesa, and it took me a long time to get to Phoenix. Like that, I was in her office until like 3 in the afternoon. By the time I got there, I was too late, so... Like that. I just sat around, waited around, laid around outside on the street like that until I was arrested.
Okay, so for 17 days you just wandered around doing nothing?
That was it, because I had nothing else to do. I wasn't doing nothing. I was trying to figure out what I could do.
Okay. And you probably didn't think of calling your PO or going into TLC the next day?
Not really. I'm just being honest with you, it was way too late by the time I got into town.
Okay. So do you have a drug or alcohol problem, sir?
No.
Okay.
Not really, no.
So during that 17 days, you didn't do any drinking or use any drugs?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you only said you didn't, you know, you just wandered around, so no employment. You weren't in task, but no UAs collected. Let's see if my fellow board members have any questions. No questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already gone over.
All right. Right now, Todd, the only thing I can say is I'll head straight to the halfway house and I'll call the guy and I'll show up if I do get reinstated. You know, I pretty much will learn my lesson completely on this trip to prison. I was happy to be released when I got released the last time. You know, like that. I won't let nobody down. If I do get out there, just to let you guys know, like that. Okay? That's about all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going to discussion and make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. Well, we'll have you stand the phone, just the main signer, and once we're finished, I'll be back with you. Okay?
Okay.
What is now in discussion? Well, this is an unfortunate situation. It's, you know, it is cold out there. And Mr. Design was homeless, but I think if he did, even if he could just stick an eye on the street and walk up and knock on the door on TLC the next morning and try to explain things, the PO problem, he may gotta go somewhere else because of not getting into TLC on time, but I doubt these PO would have revoked him at that point in time. But we will never know because he didn't think to call him. It seems that Mr. Design has a little disdain for timing and rules. I don't seem as good a candidate for returning to the community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members.
Great.
No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3162, I'm going to revoke. Mr. Design's testimony, information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Design as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, not lapses, and come away or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kimmel, and agreed by Mr. Johnson and Rittenhouse. Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. You have about 3 months left, and then you're going to have to worry about reporting to a halfway house or following directions from your PO. You'll be on your own. We wish you the best of luck. Pardon me?
What's my release date?
The information I have is March 14th of 2019. So a little more than 3 months from now. But you'll be free and clear, done with the sentencing, and unless you get in more trouble, you won't be back in to DOC and won't have to wear those orange jackets and t-shirts. We do wish you the best of luck. And
so you're not reinstating me on parole?
Pardon me?
I'm not being reinstated on parole?
No, you're not going to be returned to parole. You're going to have to finish your time there in Department of Corrections.
Okay.
Okay, this is what you're hearing, sir. We wish you the best luck, and please put the next prisoner or the CO3 back on the door.